After a couple of weeks vacation in his own backyard or in his comfy chair, Willie Hallahan is back with Sporting a Cause. Willie, of course, has the website sportingacause.com, which lists lots of different events that are all sports-related, and somehow sports-related, they also raise funds. They're fundraisers. That's sportingacause.com. He also blogs there, but he also comes on with us. Willie, nice to have you back.
Thank you, Marshall. It's good to be back. Good to hear your voice.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. Same to you. Yes, I've been off the air, but social distancing all the while. As I've said before, the calendar is very lean, but there are a couple things to talk about. One is a kind of an ongoing issue event. The Norfolk Pub 10-mile road race was originally scheduled for the 19th of December. It was rescheduled to January 30th in Norfolk. Now, the race is organized by Greystone Racing. This is one of those companies, there are several, that provide registration and timing services for running races. If you're not a runner, you might not have noticed this over the years, but there was a time when if you had a road race, there'd be 20 people there with stopwatches to call out your time as you cross the finish line. Well, that's all gone now. They do it electronically, and these companies like Greystone give each runner a chip that's associated with their running number. And then when they cross the finish line, it's all done electronically. And anyway, Greystone is one of those companies. And their website, and they're the organizer of the Norfolk Pub Run, their website says that the governor has forbidden road races. So, and they claim that there's an upcoming update on the 19th. This kind of confuses me in a way because about a month ago I covered the Hellacious Half Marathon in Litchfield. It was a big race by local standards. It's 135 people, and they ran it. I'm wondering if maybe it was because they run on secondary town roads and the Norfolk Pub Run is on state roads, and it may be that difference that has caused the restriction. Anyway, this kind of speaks to the fluid nature of things, Marshall, these days where in this particular case, the fate of the race hangs on whatever news might be coming out of the governor's office on the 19th. Anyway, I'll keep you posted on that. I've become very aware that much of what I report on week to week these last months has been pretty negative stuff. I mean, events have been canceled, they've been altered, they've been changed to virtual, and these changes usually have a negative result. If it's canceled, of course, the event and the charity makes no money, or it's been reduced in one way or the other. So I thought today I might talk about a couple of events, fundraisers that have happened recently that actually have thrived under the pandemic. One of them, I spoke about this before, but I'll restate it. It was SWAS's Ski Swap back in December, and of course, it was altered, but despite admittance restrictions, like 25 people at a time could come in instead of a whole mob, many people stood outside in the drizzle for hours, really, people responded in droves, and it made the Ski Swap the most successful one we've ever had. The prevailing notion was that people are so tired of being indoors and not being able to be out and about that they responded in large numbers to get their equipment and get out into the great outdoors. Another event just before Christmas, the White Hart Inn held its annual pot pie dinner for SWAS's benefit. By the way, a lot of what I'm talking about is SWAS-a, and I periodically give the disclaimer that I'm a director of SWAS-a, and therefore since I know more about SWAS-a than many other events, I tend to talk about it. These days, in the wintertime, that's about all that's going on are SWAS-a events, so that's why I'm chatting about it. Anyway, the White Hart Inn every year has a chicken pot pie dinner. It's usually held in the Hunt Room of the White Hart, and they limit it to 50 people. This year, because of the pandemic, they switched to a takeout format instead of dining inside, and everybody was wondering how this would work out. Now, as I said, every year they aim for 50 dinners. Some years they would reach that goal, sometimes not quite. Well, this year with the takeout format, they surpassed the 50 dinner mark days before the event, and they had to shut down reservations at 90. So clearly that formula, if you will, worked for people. And there are nice stories about the event, too. I know you, Marshall, if you don't mind me mentioning it, you donated a couple of dinners and those to be given to folks who could use it. And those are the kind of stories that make these events so worthwhile. And another similar event, the Black Rabbit Bar and Grill sold prime rib dinners at Christmas time. It was Christmas Day and the day before at below cost for $10 each. And they also encourage people to maybe pay for someone else's dinner, kind of like pay it forward, and just like you did at the pot pie dinner. And they put out 130 dinners, and about half of them they were able to give to people who could use them. So another happy story. Then last week, January 1st and 2nd, SWASA held its junior jump camp. And it was very successful. We had 12 jumpers, which isn't bad. You don't draw huge crowds to learn ski jumping, as you might for soccer or baseball or something like that. And we had some jumpers who had never jumped before, some who had. But they all had the benefit of Larry Stone as a coach. Now, Larry is a hometown boy, grew up in Salisbury, learned to ski jump. He jumped with Roy Sherwood. And then went on to spend a great ski jumping coaching career at Lake Placid. And he came down to teach these kids. He's the best of the best. And these kids had the ability to learn under him. So it was wonderful. The kids had a ball. And moving forward, a lot of people don't realize this, but we'll have training 3 times a week, I think it's Tuesdays and Thursdays, in a Saturday, kids can come over and train. It doesn't matter if you missed the junior jump or not, and I'll have the contact information on my website, so if any of your youngsters are interested, they can find out. And that's about it, Marshall, just a little bit of happy news. Jump Fest is on. We're still ironing out the details. There will, of course, be changes to that, just like every other event. And hopefully next weekend, next Sunday, I'll be better prepared to talk about that. So, yeah, there we have it. A pretty much empty calendar, but still things to look forward to.
Well, Willie and I were talking before we got on the air, and I was going over all the protocols that I've received from the state of Connecticut, and there's not one protocol, really, that I looked at that covered something like Salisbury Winter Sports Association. It's an athletic event, so the people participating jumping are covered, but there is nothing, because there is nothing that really in the state of Connecticut identifies how many people can attend and how they attend and how you set it up that applies correctly to Satry Hill.
Yeah, just another way we're unique, right?
So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. But you're right, paying it forward. You know, I've been doing it for years with the big lobster bake that goes on.
Yes.
With the Jane Lloyd Fund. We always come up with a couple of admission tickets for people that can't afford it. And I thought this year, being is that you were raising money this way once again with the pot pie dinner, and it was like, you know, you ordered in advance, and it's just a great way. And I think what the Black Rabbit did is outstanding, because it not only helps the organization, but it helps out people who really want to participate in these things but can't afford to. So
sure. Yeah, it's all good.
Well, we'll see what happens in the next week, and folks, if Willie has curly hair by next week, it's because he's had a deal with the state of Connecticut.
Or no hair at all, I'll be pulling it out.
Yeah, that's exactly right, either bald or curly hair, and you know Willie's been on the phone or in contact with the state of Connecticut.
Well, let us pray it all turns out.
Well, I'm sure it will, and by the way, the support for Salisbury Winter Sports Association will be there no matter what. So we'll all be tuned in, of course, next week for the update, Willie.
Okay, Marshall. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Take care.
Willie Hallahan, Sporting a Cause. Of course, you can find him on the web at sportingacause.com.